Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is the Radical Radiance Podcast.
Hey, friends, welcome back to the Radical Radiance Podcast. Happy 2024. I am so excited to start this year with you today as we sit down with author and literary agent Mary DeMuth to talk all about her newest book, 90 Day Bible Reading Challenge, Read the Whole Bible, Change Your Whole Life. And yes, you heard it right. This is a resource that will help you read the entire Bible in 90 days. And if that sounds crazy, we talk about it. We talk about the length of time required to make that happen. It's only about over an hour or so a day, which seems pretty doable. And Mary has put together this beautiful resource that will hold you accountable and just kind of provide that guidebook along the way with her commentary kind of threaded throughout, which is beautiful. And so I think you're really going to enjoy this conversation, even if you're just searching for what you feel led to do next in your Bible reading. I think Mary will provide some great wisdom and encouragement to you today. So help me welcome Mary back to the show as we chat about 90 Day Bible Reading Challenge. Mary, I'm so excited to welcome you back to the show. Thank you so much for being here with me today.
It's great to be reconnected and so excited to talk to you.
I know. I'm excited. I was thinking this morning and just reflecting before we got a chance to chat today. The first time I ever was introduced to Mary DeMuth was She Speaks in, I think, like 2015.
Yeah, a million years ago.
A million years ago, almost, I guess, 9 years ago now, which is so fun. So I remember the first time I had you on the show, we got to chat about one of your books a couple of years ago, which was so fun. So if listeners have not listened to that episode or maybe they're new to the show, feel free to go on back in the archives to listen to that. And a lot of life has happened for both of us since that conversation took place. You are now a literary agent and you've written quite a bit more since the last time we talked. And so I'm super excited to get to chat with you today. You have released a new book, which I think the concept of it is so neat. So I'm so excited to dig into it. It's called The 90 Day Bible Reading Challenge. Read the whole Bible, change your whole life. And so I would love to just kick it off to you as we get started and have you reflect a little bit on, as you have read the Bible in 90 days, as you've walked through this process and now, you know, you're shepherding readers through it, how has that sentiment of read the whole Bible, change your whole life been true for you?
Yeah. So about 5 years ago, I had a friend that was doing this and I thought, that sounds interesting, because I'd always kind of read the Bible in a year or in chunks or whatever. And so I started doing it. And what was beautiful about it was just, I mean, it changed my life. It changed so much. It gave me so much confidence. It helped me know the Word of God better, but it also connected me to my Father who loves me so much and loves this world so much. And so I have been doing that off and on 2 or 3 times a year since then. And when I was speaking with my publisher, this subject came up and it was not related to, I want to publish another book. It was just related to something that I was doing that was just really exciting. And they were like, yeah, you need to write this book. So it'll be a joy to, and it is a joy to be able to walk people through this. And I'm starting to get some trickles of folks saying, in fact, someone stopped me at church this last week and said, this is changing my life. I'm telling everybody about it. And that to me is really the point of it all. It's an exercise. It's a challenge. It's not the way you're always going to read the Bible, but it's a good challenge to get your head around the whole counsel of Scripture in a short period of time.
Yeah, I love that. And you and I were sort of reflecting on that statement a minute ago before we hit record of, I think it's easy. It's a little bit of how the sausage is made behind the scenes. It's easy as an author to get so caught up in the numbers and some of the business side of things that are necessary because publishing is a business and all of those things. But it really is so special when you start to hear those testimonies of just how God is taking something that He gave you and using it in readers' lives, and especially when it's so centered around God's Word. I love that so much. And, you know, I was looking through and kind of flipping through the book before we hopped on today. And I love the format of it in that you have really kind of teed up a really beautiful summary of that day's reading. And you've kind of laid out, which we'll talk about more in a moment, the three readings that readers will do each day in the book. And that's different from anything I've ever seen before, where there's kind of three distinct times of day that you read scripture. And I wonder what's that been like for you as you've maybe walked through scripture in this way, in maybe a new way for you? Is reading scripture multiple times a day something that's always been a practice for you? Talk to me about kind of how this came together.
Yeah, actually, full disclosure, I'm totally an all or nothing girl. And so I read all of it at once.
Okay, me too. Yeah.
But my publisher was like, there are going to be people that this is just too much at one time. And so can we divide it into three? And so I was like, yeah, absolutely. We can divide it into three. So I'm using a chronological kind of a tweaked chronological plan. So it's not necessarily the whole, it's the whole Bible, but it's not in the order that you might think it would be in, because there's some, jumping back and forth. The book of Job's in a funny place, for instance. And then I also add a psalm or two at the end of the day, just to kind of throw in a bone to something that's, helpful or more devotional in nature. When you're like slogging through Leviticus, it's nice to get a psalm thrown in there. So that's how I planned it. But I do like the idea of my day isn't structured this way, but I do love the idea of morning, noon, and night. I mean, I think that's something really beautiful. And I'm curious to hear from my readers who do it that way, how it affects them.
The Rebecca's Reads book for January is The Joy Bringer Challenge, Living the Power of the Good News by Susan Bowers. We know as followers of Christ that the good news of the gospel changes us, and the source of our joy is in Jesus. But what does it look like to live a life marked by joy? Susan intentionally lays out a roadmap for you to live like the gospel is good news. You don't want to miss it. Go order your copy on Amazon or at the link in the show notes today.
Yeah, I love that. For people who are listening and they're thinking, wow, I cannot imagine reading the whole Bible in 90 days, right? That would be a natural thought of like, this seems like such a big thing to commit to. How much time do you think on average would it take a reader to finish maybe a day's reading, if that makes sense?
Yeah, it is a sacrifice. So I like to say it takes one Netflix episode plus about 10 minutes. So, or it takes one doom scrolling event where you're doom scrolling through Instagram and you look up an hour has gone by. So it takes about an hour if you're a normally speeded reader. But the nice thing is you can also listen to the Bible, so you don't have to read it the whole 90 days. Mm-hmm. So there'll be times where I'm doing this exercise and my day is crazy, but I'm driving around a lot. So I will listen to the Bible instead. And, it helps to listen at 1.5 speed, because those audio Bibles are kind of slow. So just FYI, 1.5 or 2.0 speed, just to get it up to speed. But I have found that it has a different feel to it when you hear it, but it's just a really great exercise. So some people may end up listening to the Bible in 90 days only. Some will do a hybrid of what I've done, both, and then some will just exclusively read it, and that's okay. Yeah. And I'm also not, I'm not your mom, and I'm not going to be mad if you do it in 95 days or 212 days. I mean, there's all the grace and freedom. This is just a challenge, and and it's something that a lot of people might pick up at the beginning of the year. Like, okay, I want to start my year off with the Bible, and I want to know it better than I ever have before. So I'm going to try this challenge.
Yeah, I love that. Well, and I'm thinking back on what you said a moment ago, because I relate to this so much, of being an all or nothing type of gal. And so usually when I commit to something, I'm all in, right? But sometimes that can lead me into just a checklist, right? And I can get really good at checklists, almost to the point of legalism, right?
Yes.
And so, yeah, you're raising your hand. What people can't see is Mary's raising her hand in the background. And so what encouragement would you give to someone who relates to that too? And they're thinking like,
not just in this challenge, but always, like, how do we do battle with that temptation to just check lists or become legalistic in spiritual disciplines? You know what I mean?
I would say that a lot of discipline will end up being delightful. So I'm not anti-discipline. So my encouragement is that, yes, you're going to have the type A's. They're going to have a little list. They're going to check it off. There's little check boxes in the book. They're going to be so happy about that.
Yes.
But everyone, I would say, after day five, once you've kind of gotten into the spiritual rhythm of reading that much scripture at a time, it becomes a delight and a want to instead of a have to. And so I think there can be a mind shift that can happen, a mindset shift that can happen when you just get into the habit of it, and then it becomes delightful and not, you're not dominated by it, because it's the word of God. It's going to like totally change your life, and you're going to know about Jesus. You're going to know about the Lord. You're going to know about the nation of Israel. You're going to know about the exile. You're going to know about it all. And it's all going to make sense to you.
Yeah.
I mean, not all. Yeah. I mean, there's going to be questions, of course, but
yes,
the whole story is going to make more sense to you.
That's right. That's right. Well, and this is a good time to chat through that as well. One of the pieces that I love that you want to address as you've written this project, and I think you do so beautifully, is just the importance of biblical literacy. And as we read the whole counsel of scripture, we better understand the full of the story that God is writing. And I just would love for you to I would love for listeners to hear a little more of your heart for that, because I think this matters so much always, and especially in just like the cultural time that we're in. So would you share a little bit more of your heart for that?
Okay, it's so important, and it is an issue of our times. I think I heard someone recently say that only 16% of people read their Bible in a regular manner, of Christians, not just people in the United States. And so we do have a biblical literacy problem. And I think really why you want to be literate in the Bible is not to be like stuck up, like I know, you know, about Ezekiel and the wheels and, you know, whatever it is that you might
say.
Just not like knowledge puffs up. It's not that. It's that you can, when you hear teaching, and we in our world hear teaching all the time. We hear it on podcasts. We hear it on sermons. We hear it on TV. We need discernment. And if we don't have the whole counsel of scripture, we will have these heresies and these non-biblical things thrown at us, and we will digest them as if they're truth. The world is very loud, and we are far more discipled by social media than we are by our Bibles. We spend more time in social media, so we hear the siren call of the world constantly, and it begins to wear us down, and we don't critically think, wait, is this really all about me, this life that I'm living? Do I need to go, girl? I mean, all these things. Like, these are not biblical ideas, but they have been so bombarding us that we don't have the discernment anymore because we're not steeped in the Word of God.
Yeah. Just last night, we had something happen, and I won't name them by name, but I'll share a little bit of their story. We had a family in our church. My husband is a lead pastor, and this husband and wife, very, very newly married, got married a couple of weeks ago, both got saved and baptized at our church in the last couple of months, and they're just on fire for the Lord. It's the most beautiful story. They both have really, really crazy past stories, which are theirs to tell. But we had this moment last night where we were sitting at dinner with them, and the husband brought up, and again, I won't name names, he'd listened to an online sermon from someone, and he walked away thinking like, I'm just not sure this is in line with scripture. And he just kind of came to my husband saying like, here's what he was saying. And I just had this kind of gut thing. You know, he didn't have the vocabulary to say like, the Holy Spirit was prompting me with like, this is not in line with scripture, right? But it was just so beautiful to see the Holy Spirit really give him, and God give him that discernment in that moment, and to see him articulate that in the best way he knew how as a new believer was just beautiful. And so I was thinking about and looking forward to our conversation today, and thinking like,
man, this is why it matters, because we have to, you know, have that wisdom and that discernment that we get from God's word, that God continually gives us, so that we do have that in those moments when we're listening to something and we think, yeah, that is not in line with scripture. We have to know our Bibles in order to have that. And so it was just such a good reminder to me and such a beautiful moment of just watching God work in someone in that way. So I loved that. One of the other things that I think really matters when we're talking about something like reading all of the Bible in, you know, this compressed time and committing to something like this is there's a reality that something will have to go mm-hmm. in order to create the capacity to do something like this.
Yep.
Right. And so how would you maybe recommend listeners kind of take inventory of their lives, and how has that worked for you as you've considered what am I going to forego in order to commit to this thing, right? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think we're people who pile food on at the smorgasbord, and our plate is full, and then we come upon something like this, and we're like, oh, I'll just add that on. You can't. You have to have room on your plate for it. And so that's kind of how I picture it. I just kind of picture a plate, a round thing, and I look at the little pie chart that I have in terms of time in the day. And so sometimes for me, that means waking up earlier. More than often, it means what is a time waster in my life that I can let go of, like letting go of Instagram mm-hmm. for that time, or like a show at night or something like that. So it's a zero-sum game. You have only a certain amount of hours in your day, and this is a challenge, and it does take time. So I wouldn't want to stress people out and have them add to their already busy life. But you know what I found really great is when I did get off social media for that time where I was rapid reading the Bible, it was like a both and of awesomeness, because longer was I bombarded by all these things and like things to buy and how to look and all those like frustrating voices. I was like not putting that in my head, and I was putting in the word of God, and it was just like this triple, quadruple effervescent bonus. And so it's just important that we take out something that's not serving you and then get a big serving of the word of God.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like this beautiful exchange that takes place when we do that, right? Because sometimes it feels sacrificial to give up maybe that time watching that Netflix show that we're going to replace with reading scripture or whatever it is for you. But then in its place, that's what we're feeding ourselves with. And I do think, again, this is such a great time of year to have this conversation. And if you're looking for something or you feel spurred to maybe choose what it is that you're going to start the year off with in terms of your Bible reading, if you feel God stirring your heart to do this, I think this is a great time of year to commit to it. And I also love, and again, this is back to my all or nothing type of personality. Mm-hmm. I love that in the book, there's not like, okay, on January 1st, you're mm-hmm. reading, you know, X, Y, and Z, because I can tend to really struggle when, let's say, I miss a day or something and I come back and it's like, man, well, I missed January 27th. I've just messed the whole thing up, right? And I think there's so much grace that doesn't exist in kind of this version of what you're putting out there. So I just want people to know that up front. If it feels like a lot to commit to, it is. And there's a beautiful, like we said, exchange of giving up something in order to commit to it. And there's the grace for when our lives happen. And so, so I love that exists too. Well, before we go, there's couple things I want to make sure we do. One is there's a question I ask all of my guests that come on the show, and I'm excited to ask you, Mary, especially in light of this conversation. The podcast is called Radical Radiance, with a heart to help women see what it looks like for us to radiate the heart of Jesus in our lives, our work, our relationships. And so it goes back to this verse that God put on my heart as I was naming the podcast in the Psalms, actually, to point back to that. Psalm 34, verse 5, and it says, those who look to him
are radiant and their faces are never covered in shame. And so the question I love asking is, what about Jesus makes you radiant?
I was reading, I was directed by the Lord to read Revelation 2 a couple days ago. And the first part of that is speaking to the Ephesians church and the church in Ephesus. And there's all sorts of things that he says, you're doing right. You're persevering, you're you know, sharing, you're doing all the right things. But I have this one thing against you. You've left your first love. And that just really hit me. And then that day I heard a worship song of surrender, and I just started crying, because I think sometimes in our Christian world, we can get so caught up in doing things and ministry that we forget about the perfection and beauty and awesomeness of Jesus, and just the importance of simply worshiping him and surrendering to him and giving him all the worries and all the stress and all the things, and entrusting our lives to him again, and just this radical surrender that he is constantly calling us to, and then radical worship as well. And so I guess it's just that reminder from the Lord that we need to keep our first love. And when we're drifting, he will be kind to woo us back.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that. Well, I would love for you to share with our listeners, where can they connect with you? You have written like a million books. What number is this? Do you even know anymore?
I've written,
do you know
50.
Which book this is? 50. Yeah. This is book 50? Yeah.
This is 48, but I've handed in 50, so I'm waiting for the other two to come out.
Wow. Mary, that's incredible. That's incredible. I can't imagine writing that many words.
It's crazy.
So that is so wild. Are these the 49th and 50th coming out in the next, I guess, year or so?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. 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 Well, that's a question within a question, but the question being, where can people connect with you, find all of your books and all of those things?
Yeah, so they can go to marydemuth.com, or I'm on socials at marydemuth. And then if you want to join me like in community on a 90-day, you can get 90 emails from me to encourage you every single day. And you can go to marydemuth.com/Bible to sign up for that.
Amazing. Amazing. And you're a podcaster as well. So I want you to point listeners to your podcast as well.
Yeah. So it's only 5 minutes, but it has been going on 6 years. It's called Pray Every Day. We're close to 5 million downloads now. It's going crazy.
Wow.
And it's just one chapter of the Bible that I read, or part of that chapter. And then I pray for you according to that chapter. So it's a very simple format. And it's all over the world, and it's just so much fun to get all those testimonies from people that are being prayed for in Sri Lanka and places like that.
That's amazing. I love that. I love that concept. I think it's so beautiful, and I agree with you. It's such a beautiful thing to know and see kind of on the back end who and where people are listening from, and just to see testimony of that is awesome. So I think that's amazing. Well, I am so excited about this new resource, and just excited to see not only what God does with it, but I think this is a beautiful time of year to have this conversation. And so I'm glad that we got to bring you back on just to share with listeners how they could get involved with that. And I love that you are sending an email every day to those who are participating. I think that's super helpful to hear from someone as you're walking through, you know, something as big as reading all of Scripture in 90 days. So I love that you've created that, and can't wait for listeners to just get their hands on it. So thank you again for being my guest today.
It's been lovely. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Mary as much as I did. Go grab a copy of 90 Day Bible Reading Challenge. Read your whole Bible, Change Your Whole Life by Mary DeMuth, wherever you like to buy books. And if this conversation encouraged you, if you maybe even thought about a friend that you would like to read through Scripture with this year, would you text this episode to them so it might encourage them as well? And then if you subscribe to my email list, every single week I send send out an email where I kind of recap what's going on for the week. And then I give you suggested discussion questions where you can maybe discuss what we talked about on the podcast with a friend over coffee. I love hearing about those conversations that take place. So share this with a friend. Go grab a copy of 90 Day Bible Reading Challenge and go give Mary some love online. We absolutely adore her. So we will be back next week with another amazing episode. Can't wait to talk to you then.